You've heard of murder mystery shows and scavenger hunts, but in Okemos, there's a new business presenting a twist on audience participation entertainment. And current state Scott Pohl is here with more on Escape 2020. How does it work?
Well, Mark, to get the most out of going to Escape 2020, you have to work well with others. You've heard the phrase, plays well with others.
Indeed.
It's pretty important here. In fact, for some, there's more than just a social outing going on here. People have to work together in a way that could serve as a team-building exercise for work colleagues. Escape 2020 co-owner Kathleen Fox showed me around. Kathleen Fox, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me about the basic premise behind Escape 2020. What's going on here?
The idea is that you get trapped in a room and you have to solve the clues in order to escape the room.
Pretty simple. Now, I understand typically it's up to 8 people at a time. Is that correct?
That is correct. We wanted to maintain a smaller group within the room intentionally for the fact that we wanted to have everyone have an opportunity in order to actively participate in solving and being successful. Too many people in a room, you have too many bystanders and possible watchers. We wanted everyone to feel that internal success of getting out alive.
Ooh, getting out alive. So what's the premise now? You have an hour to figure out the clues and get out. And while you're in there, the door will not open, right?
That is correct. Once you're in the room, the door stays closed. However, we do provide clues while you're in the room. We are monitoring everyone while they're in the room. We're listening. We're observing. If they feel stuck or frustrated, we do pass you a clue. Specifically in the parlor room, which is set in the 1900s, the only way to transmit communication back then was via a telegram. So you do receive a telegram via the old-fashioned U.S. mail postal. In the 1950s room, you receive your clues by the Avon lady via the phone.
And you're planning a third room. We'll learn more about that in a minute. Now, are you envisioning this as being a social thing for groups of friends? Or I also understand that one possible audience is team building, where people who work together maybe would come out and do this together as a team building exercise. Are both of those part of what's going to happen here maybe?
That is actually correct. There are two paths you can take, one personal and one professional. The personal side is that you can come with friends, enjoy a good moment, learn a little bit about yourself, test your wits, see if you're a sleuth or not. The other side is the professional angle, which is where we do team building, leadership development, cross-communication. That's where a lot of our groups are coming from.
What about finding your way out of a locked room? Is there that would help build a team that works together?
Well, you're transported back in time, so you're not in your work environment. You're out of your comfort zone. And when people are out of their comfort zone and they feel the pressure of a clock ticking, you get a little nervous, and some of our anxiety is raised. Maybe our voices get raised a little bit. We're short with individuals. But the idea is that you're in a safe environment. You're there with your peer group. And at certain times, there's going to be individuals that step up to the plate. And there's other times that where you have to sit back and cross-communicate to ensure that the puzzle you're working on has a possible outcome that's going to help somebody else solve theirs. That forces you to communicate with one another and forces you to work together. So it does really bring a group together.
Have you ever done this sort of thing yourself?
Yes. I've been a scavenger hunt for years. My husband and I had, even our, you know, just for fun, we would have scavenger hunts and create them for our friends. And then we did it for charities. We've also done the murder mysteries at our house, where we wrote our own murder mysteries. I'm just a big puzzle clue. I mean, I like to figure out how a magic trick works. I like to solve all those kind of puzzles. And then one day I was driving to work thinking, wouldn't it be fun to do this with my friends in my own house, where that we didn't have to get into a car and drive to all the certain places. And I thought that would be a wonderful idea. Then I realized after doing some research, it's already been established and I didn't create the idea myself. So I have gone to others just to see what they do and figure out how I can compare. What I think ours is unique is that we have the themed rooms, because we really want you to feel that you are in a different environment. So it forces you to think outside the box.
We're talking with Kathleen Fox about Escape 2020 in Okemos. And I want you to show me the rooms, but I want to ask you, first of all, before we go see the rooms, how much you can tell me about these rooms without giving anything away.
Well, everything in a room could be a clue or may not be a clue. You have to determine that for yourself.
Can you tell me, do the clues have to be solved in a certain order to make the door unlock? Is there that kind of an aspect to it?
No. The rooms are set up differently. The parlor, the Victorian parlor set in the 1900s, works where you have to solve clues and gather things. And when you gather things, those are the final combination. In the 50s room, there are different paths you can take. So many groups can work independently, yet come together at certain times throughout the process because you have to help cross-communicate. So you do not have to solve them in any order, but you do have to solve them, obviously, to get out.
It would be fun to come in costume to do this.
That is a potential. We also have some hats and period outfits that people can wear for their memory picture at the end of the event.
All right. Well, let's go look at one of the rooms. We're going to start with the parlor, okay?
Okay. I'm ready when you are. I've set the fireplace. The fireplace is on.
Okay, now we've walked into the room. I hear a little lightly playing music in the background. And the fireplace has a video fire in it with a countdown clock. That's to help the team keep track of where they are in the 1 hour it takes to get out of the room, right?
Correct. Again, we wanted the safety as an issue, but we wanted to have the ambiance because in the 1900s, the way to heat a home was via the fire. So you have the fire, you have period perfect music, and everything in the room, we try to be as authentic as possible to the era that we're trying to portray.
There are some candles on the mantelpiece, pictures on the walls, some period appropriate furniture and that kind of stuff here. And at some point, a team that came in here would find enough clues to find their way out of the room. Is that pretty close to accurate?
Yes. The pictures on the wall are not only for viewing purposes.
Okay. Very careful. All right, let's go across the hall. And the room across the hall is decked out like a 1950s living room. Tell me about this room.
I think this is the fun room because of the colors and because of the furniture. I mean, everything in here is truly from the 1950s, including the 1950s television that does work. We have a 1950s stereo. We have the 1950s couch, the chair, the lamps. Everything in this room comes with the must and the mold from the 1950s.
You mentioned the colors. It's, wow, the walls are kind of a lime green, and I'll tell you what that lime green reminds me of, sadly. My office is roughly the same color of a lime green. We have a pink shelving unit and vivid colors here. So a fun 50s era kind of a room for this game.
Even the dishes are from the 1950s.
Each room needs to be reset and cleaned up between groups that might come through.
We do need time in between each group. That's why reservations are required. The way to get to reserve the room is just via the website. And it does, after a room, because people will destroy the room. They will turn furniture over and upside down and look through clues because there are hidden compartments within the room that you need to locate and find.
Now, there's one more room under construction we're going to go into. And this room, we'll have a photo of at WKAR.org. This is, what are you calling this? It looks like a medieval dungeon.
I prefer that word, but everyone thinks that may be a little too scary. So you might be calling it the Knight's Den. It is supposed to reflect an old medieval dungeon. So we have knights, we have stone walls, and back in that era, we're trying again to be historically correct and accurate. So there won't be any paintings on the wall. They will maybe be carvings or scratches to reveal the way to get out.
I have one last question, and that has to do with the approach of wanting to put together a team to do this, up to 8 people. But what if I think I'm super brilliant and I want to try to do it by myself? Would you let me try to do that by myself if I wanted to?
Oh, sure. We'll let anybody come in and try it. I mean, the idea is to test your wits and your own mental abilities. So we'd love to have you.
I'm not sure I'm really that brilliant to do it all by myself.
Well, what's unique is that for some of the clues, we've had a couple of groups that have been here that were 16 years old. They came in and got it like that. When they were with their parents, the parents sat there and said, I still can't figure it out. So it really depends on your approach. Sometimes we are so stuck in our ways, we can only look at things one-dimensional, when somebody else can come and look at it completely differently. So it does help to have more people in the room because they are going to help you solve things.
Kathleen Fox is co-owner of Escape 2020 in Elkhamas with her sisters, Susan and Regina Griffin. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
And Scott, I understand that Escape 2020 is working on a fourth room. Is that right?
That's right, Mark. It's going to be a 1970s disco lounge. That's the one you and I should go check out sometime.
Can't wait. All right. Thank you, Scott.
Sure.